Good afternoon, students. Today the lecture for MBA second sem, subject financial management and topic cost of capital. So earlier lecture I focused on a cost of capital, specifically the cost of equity. Now the second capital, which is called a retained capital. So here we try to discuss over this topic and how this capital can be earned or retained and what would be its cost. So here we just explain what do we mean by the retained capital. The retained earnings is one of the major source of finance available for the established companies to finance its expansion and diversification programs. These are the funds accumulated over years of the company by keeping part of the funds generated without distribution. The equity shareholders of the company are entitled to these funds, and sometimes these funds are also taken not account while calculating the cost of equity. But so long as the retained profits are not distributed to the shareholders, the company can use the funds within the company for further profitable investment opportunities. Hence, the cost of equity includes retained earnings, but in practice, retained earnings are a slightly cheaper source of capital as compared to the cost of equity capital. Therefore, the cost of retained earning is treated separately from the cost of equity capital. The cost of retained earning is calculated in two ways. Number one, rights offer of approach, which is called rights offer approach. Retaining of profits within the organization will add on to the net worth of the company, and it results in increase of price rise in equity shares. According to the rights offer approach, the shareholder are entitled for profits retained. Suppose if the company distributed the retained profits in the form of dividends to the equity shareholders and again call back the money through right offers, it will have the following tax implications. Number one, the dividend paid to the individual shareholders attract personal taxation, and the shareholders are in a position to subscribe for rights offer only to the extent of net dividend received from the company. If suppose the retained earnings are kept within the company, the price of shares will raise to the extent of retained profits, which will attract capital gain tax on the individual shareholder. Therefore, it will not change the position of the shareholder whether the retained profits are distributed among shareholder as dividends or kept it with the company. Hence, the share price needs to rise by an amount equal to the net dividend after allowing for capital gain tax that would be imposed. This required increase in share price in the cost of retained earnings. The following formula is used for the calculation of cost of retained earning in rights offer approach. So now we can see here the formula through which we can calculate the cost of retained earning. B just tells cost of retained earning means KR is equal to delta D 1 minus T upon delta P 1 minus TC. So here KR means cost of retained earning, D means change in dividend per share, P means change in market price of share, and TC capital gain tax, and TI marginal rate of tax on income. So now this is the formula, and through this formula we can calculate the cost of retained earning. So I think it could be better for you. I just given an example, and through this example you can calculate the cost of retained earning. So now take example, calculate the cost of retained earning of Y Limited by taking into consideration the following information. The information one is rate of personal taxation is 40%, capital gain tax is 30%. Y Limited intend to increase dividend by 2 per share on its equity shares of rupees 10 each, which may result in increase of shares price by rupees 8. So here I think all information are given. You just calculate the KR. The KR simply the delta D 1 minus TI upon delta P 1 minus TC. So here delta D equal to 2 and 1 minus 0.40 upon delta P equal to 8, 1 minus 0.30. So when we calculate all these values, we find that the cost of retained earning is 21%. So this is the first approach, which is called rights offer approach. Now this approach can only be used where rights offer approach or rights shares are issued. But whenever we have any opportunity to invest another place, we have second approach, which is called opportunity cost approach. And opportunity cost approach of retained earning to the shareholder is basically an opportunity cost of such funds to them. It is equal to the income that they would otherwise obtain by placing these funds in alternative investment. The cost of retained earning is determined based on the opportunity rate of earnings of equity shareholders, which is being foregone continuously. If the retained earnings are distributed in the form of dividends to the equity shareholders, attract personal taxation of the individual shareholders, and therefore the cost of earnings is calculated as follow. The cost of retained earning equal to D and bracket may 1 minus T. So here KR means cost of retained earnings, T means tax rate of individual, and D for dividend. So this is the second approach to calculate the cost of retained earnings. So dear student, if you have any query and questions and any problem to share with me regarding calculation the cost of retained earning, we can try to solve your problem. So please go through this audio and you just calculate the value or take an examples, and if you have any problem or difficulty in calculation, you can tell me so I can try to solve your problem. So this is the second methods to calculate the cost of capital. So I think today's lecture is over, and please go through this lecture, means audio, and please give me a feedback. Thank you very much.